This is Capital Insider, your inside look at Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, the Step Up Oklahoma plan that featured revenue-raising measures and various other changes failed in a House vote, and supporters claim it's the end of the road for the proposal in this legislative session. Could it still come back?
There's a possibility that some revenue proposal could come back. This bill in particular was considered in the second special session and not held on a motion to reconsider. So essentially the other day it died when that vote was cast and it did not receive a 75% vote in the House of Representatives. There is talk of possibly other measures coming forth in the future, but for the time being it seems that specific proposal is dead.
After all the work they put in to craft a proposal to right the state's fiscal ship, why were supporters of the plan so quick to declare the deal dead?
Well, as House Speaker Charles McCall pointed out, lawmakers have been working on the revenue issue really for 13 months. Multiple proposals were considered there that failed to gain traction and win passage. And then in a special session that began in September and ended in November, other attempts were made unsuccessfully. And then in a second special session, there was no interest in moving forward on revenue-raising measures, including the vote on Monday. Their analysis is that there's simply not an interest in moving forward in increasing revenue coming into the state.
Democrats suggested there is a better solution possible. Republicans maintain there is not a plan B. What do Democrats want?
Democrats have joined forces with State Auditor Inspector Gary Jones on a proposal that would increase the cigarette tax by 75 cents per pack. It would also increase the motor fuel taxes, not as much as was in the Step Up plan. And it also includes a proposal to increase the gross production discount rate from 2% to 5% rather than the 4% rate that was in the Step Up plan, but also rolling back some of the individual income tax cuts that have been advanced by Republicans over the last several years. Really what they want to see is that Republicans admit that they were wrong, that these cutbacks have reduced state revenue to the point that state services and facilities cannot be maintained like they need to be.
But they won't admit that.
They will not admit that, no.
So that does tend to make it a done deal.
That really sets the stage where it's unlikely that an individual income tax increase would be considered and that the gross production tax discount rate would be eliminated and the rate returned to the full 7%.
On Wednesday, there was another mass shooting at a school in Florida. That same day, the Oklahoma House Judiciary Committee advanced a bill expanding Oklahoma's Stand Your Ground law.
House Bill 2632 by Representative Greg Babinet, a Republican from Cushing, expands the state's Stand Your Ground rule to include places of worship. Within the bill, that's not defined, and that was a very big issue for members of the House Judiciary Committee. The author of the bill, however, said that he chose not to define place of worship very purposefully, because in his mind, it could be next to the Canadian River on a beautiful day. The bill passed out of the House Judiciary Committee and is eligible to be heard on the floor. The following day, on Thursday, the Senate Public Safety Committee took up its own version of that bill, essentially the same language, but they chose to define a place of worship as a building, structure, or office space owned, leased, or used for worship services or religious activities. That bill also passed out of committee and is now eligible to be heard by the full Senate.
Did they define the standard that must be met to allow people to start firing?
Since this rolls right into the state's existing Stand Your Ground rule, it would be that fear of imminent danger of life or well-being that exists when we're in our homes or anywhere else in public.
What should we watch for over the next few days?
In the coming days, lawmakers will take up the legislation that will reduce state agency budgets in order to prop up the funding for the Department of Human Services, the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority, and the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
And the State Equalization Board will meet on Tuesday.
The Board of Equalization meets on Tuesday, giving state budget writers, including the governor and the appropriations chairs, the final number they will have to work with as they begin crafting the FY19 budget.
There's a lot happening, Sean.
Every day.
That's Capital Insider. If you have questions, email us at news@kgou.org or contact us on Twitter @KGOU News. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.